I'd like to learn together Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, the Yismach Yisrael on Parshas Chukas. We'll learn Os Aleph beginning on page 59. Haber Mayim Chaim Hiksha Heich Para Aduma Hu Chuka Belotam. How can we describe the Para Aduma as the ultimate Chok without an explanation? What does that mean? We know the Para Aduma describes Os Chukas HaTorah. It doesn't even say Os Chukas HaParah, it says Os Chukas HaTorah. This is the ultimate Chok. And yet we find that Rav Moshe HaDarshan is Pirish Taima. Rashi, at the end of Perek Yud Tes, after he's gone through the Psukim, which are the beginning of Parshas Chukas, also read as part of Parshas Parah, Rashi, after going through all of the Psukim, comes back and goes through them again, Al Pi Rav Moshe HaDarshan, who offers an explanation for the Parah Aduma. For example, he quotes, Tavo ima usakanach soas bena, let the mommy cow come and be metakin for the baby. In other words, kach tavo paru usachapra leigal. Right, let the larger animal come and be mechaper for the smaller version of that animal, namely, let the Para Aduma be a tikkun for Chet HaEgel. And there are many, many other aspects that are explained by Rashi, Alpir of Moshe HaDarshan, other aspects that are explained by other Rishonim and other Svarim. So in what sense is Para Aduma the ultimate chok if in fact we can understand a lot about it? Vagam shalafi pshuto ein ze kushe kol kach, diikra achoka hu masha mitar tmei mitam b'tahorim. And even though, says the Yismach Yisrael, we know that while, yes, there are many aspects we understand, the primary question, the primary element of chok that we don't understand is the paradoxical nature of the Para Aduma, that it has both the ability to mitahir those who are tamei and to be mitami those who are tahor. Obviously, that's the most outstanding element of chok, which we don't fully understand. Achein letarit zvar v'kadoshim, yet nonetheless, again, we call it the ultimate chok, and there are aspects that we do understand, so we need to try to understand what what we can understand about what we can't understand. And he quotes from Rav Yitzchak of Vorki, who makes a very important point about how Chet HaEgel served as the ultimate aveira in a certain sense, and how the Para Aduma becomes the perfect tikkun for that chet. Rav Yitzchak of Vorki explained, "Dihinei Chet HaEgel haya chisaron amuna." Chet HaEgel represented a tremendous lack of faith, both in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shelo ha'aminu b'Hashem ha'motziyam b'Mitzrayim u'v'Moshe. They failed to recognize or to fully appreciate or to continue to appreciate that Hashem had taken them out of Mitzrayim, al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lezeh hutzruchu lasos tshuvas ha'mishkol liyosh be'amuna chazaka. So therefore the tikkun for a lack of faith is to have great faith, very strong faith. And of course that faith comes from the practice and the mitzvah of the Para Aduma. V'lezo sival ha'makadosh baruch hu mitzvahs Para Aduma, shichuka b'lo tam, it's the ultimate chok, it's without explanation, tam hanigla, that is, at least with regard to a revealed understanding. There's elements of Para Aduma that are completely paradoxical and illogical to us. It's a very strong chok. Again, chukas ha'Torah, this is the ultimate chok of the Torah. B'chadei shiyakaimu mitzvah kazu, asher hu b'lo shum tam mitokef ha'munasam. That a way to fix their broken amuna is to have very, very strong amuna, and by performing a mitzvah that we didn't fully understand, and we couldn't fully understand, that would be a rectification of the lack of amuna that was embodied by the Chet HaEgel. Zehu divrei Rav Moshe HaDarshan, tavo ima, that's what it means. Let the mother, so to speak, the Para Aduma, shehu mora al tokef amuna. It's interesting, he calls it the mother, right? That the Para is, so to speak, the mother compared to the eagle, which is the baby. We know that a mother is the one who transmits amuna to the child. In fact, the very word aim is very much connected in Lashon HaKodesh to the word amuna. If one's mother is Jewish, one is halachically Jewish. If one's father, who has an obligation to teach Torah to the mind, is Jewish, but the mother is not, then the child is not halachically Jewish. Obviously, we'd still call that Zeri Yisrael, since he has a Jewish father, but he's not considered a Jew. Al pi halacha. But if the mother is Jewish, even if the father was the most distant person from Torah, a non-Jew who's very distant from Torah, nonetheless, the child would be Jewish, because it's that transmission of Amuna that serves as the backbone, as the basis of all of Torah and mitzvot, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The first thing we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai was the mitzvah of Amunah, according to most Rishonim. And those Rishonim who don't count it hold Amunah to be a prerequisite to Torah and mitzvot. So it really serves as the basis, the foundation, for a life of Torah and mitzvot. And therefore, let the mother, let the Para Aduma, that lofty level of Amunah embodied by the chok of the Para Aduma, let it serve to what? V'tikanach tzoaz benah, clean up the mess of the child, of the eagle. Shetechaper al chet ha'egel, shahaya shama chesaron amuna. Let it be a tikkun for the chet ha'egel, which was a terrible pagam in amuna. Nimsa shezehu atam, machmas she'en latam. Hu machmas zehu machaper al chet ha'egel. So therefore, the explanation of how the paraduma is a tikkun for the egel is that we don't understand how it is. It's our amuna in the paraduma, right? That which Moshe Darshan is explaining to us, he's explaining to us that when you do this mitzvah with amuna, as an expression of your inability to understand, that itself is the explanation of how it's a tikkun for chet egel. V'chein perish adoni aviza keni zatzal hakasuv. And in this vein, my grandfather explained the lashon of the pasuk in Tehillim, tuv tam v'das lamdeini, ki b'mitzvosecha ha'amanti, tuv tam v'das lamdeini, Hashem, you've given me a clear explanation of mitzvos, but that's only, you know why? Because, ki b'mitzvosecha ha'amanti, because I had a munah in the mitzvos. Hainu sha'osam ha'nashom asher lo yirtzu lasos mitzvos Hashem, rakim yigal lehem tam ha'mitzvah. Those individuals who refuse to do mitzvahs until they understand the reason for a mitzvah, v'yargishu ne'imus mesikos ha'revis yedidus ha'mitzvah, and that they're able to experience and to understand and to enjoy the pleasure of the mitzvah, and then oz yasu mitzvah, those who say, I'll only do the mitzvah once I understand, the very antithesis of the nasa v'nishma of Klal Yisrael and Parshas Mishpatim, v'im lav lo yasu chalila, and those who threaten, God forbid, that without an understanding, why would I do such a thing? La'anashim ke'ela lo yigal lehem. To such individuals, the mitzvahs will never be megala itself. It'll never reveal itself. Because only one who has a munah in the mitzvah is zochet to understand the tam of the mitzvah. And that's what David HaMelech meant. Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. You know why? Ki b'mitzvosecha ha'amanti. A person who refuses to do the mitzvah without understanding, is, he says, ki zehu chesron amunah. This is a lack of faith. Hayitachin she'eved melech yomer lemelech. Is it realistic? Is it reasonable? Could we ever imagine that an Eved would turn to his master, to the king, and say to the king, Im lo titein li avoda asher ehaneh mimena lo avod. If you don't give me the type of avoda that I enjoy, then I'm not going to work for you. You're an Eved. It's not really up to you. It's not about your pleasure. It's about serving the king with commitment. Ein zami derech eretz. That would be a terrible affront to the king. So too, if a Jew says, I'm only going to do a mitzvah when I enjoy it, when it feels right to me, when I understand it, God forbid, such a response would be ki'ilu morid b'malchus. Not ki'ilu, mamash morid b'malchus. V'lo kein tzarech lios, rakishur la'ol kachamur la'masa. But this is an inappropriate way to think, to speak, and certainly to act. Rather, we should make ourselves like what? Like an ox to the yoke, and like a donkey to its burden, and to keep pushing, and to keep doing, because that's what a yid is. A yid serves Hashem because Hashem says so. Hainu hashur ein lo hana, turning the page to the top of page 60. The shur, the ox, does its job without any pleasure from the ol asher alav, from the yoke that's upon its back and upon its neck. V'achamur mimasao, and the donkey schleps because that's its job. Kein on some level, not that we shouldn't enjoy Torah and mitzvos, but it's certainly not a prerequisite for us to get involved in Torah and mitzvos. When I'm not into it, I still have to serve Hashem. Keina adam tzarech lasos hamitzvah machmas gezeiras hamelech malchus ha'olam. A Jew does a mitzvah because Hashem commands it. It's a tzivoy, it's a gezeiras hamelech. U'mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. And mitzvos are not given to us, say, chazal, for our enjoyment. Not that we can't enjoy them, but it's not the purpose of mitzvos. V'zeh hoya tfilas adoneinu David hamelech alav ha'shalom. That's what David meant. Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. Hainu tam arevus ni'imus mesikos ha-mitzvos. The sweetness, the pleasure, the enjoyment of the mitzvos comes, you know why? Ki gam im lo eida atam. Because even if I don't experience the sweet flavor, the taste, the understanding of the mitzvah, eseh ha-mitzvos mitzara amun, I continue to do the mitzvos because I am commanded to do so. Ki b'mitzvosecha ha-amanti. V'lechein mevuar b'medrash rabba. Similarly, we find in the Medrash Rabba, Sha'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Lecha ani megala tam para aval la'achar chuka. To you I will reveal the para aduma, and to no other, to everyone else, it will remain a chok. Even Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of men, was not zochet to understand para aduma, and he complained about it in the Pasuk, when he said, I set out to explore all sorts of wisdom, v'hi rechoka mimeni, but it remained distant from me. And the Svarma Kadoshim explained that v'hi rechoka is gematria, para aduma. It was the one thing that Shlomo HaMelech couldn't grasp. Only Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to understand para aduma. And you want to know why? Says the Yismach Yisrael, I'll tell you why. Hainu Moshe Rabbeinu Alva Shalom Shalom Hayibacheta Egal Lohayetzarech Letikon. Paraduma, like any other mitzvah, could in theory be understood, but because it had to serve as a tikkun for that lack of amuna, so it had to be performed, it had to be kept, the mitzvah paraduma had to be fulfilled with only amuna, without understanding. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who was not nechshol in the Chet HaEgel, didn't need a tikkun by the Chet HaEgel. Lachein gila lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu taima, so Hashem could explain to Moshe Rabbeinu the reason for the mitzvah. Ulacherim chukah, but for others it remained a chok. Hainu osim shahayu v'chet ha'egal, la'osam paraduma hi chokah, l'tikun chet am. For those who were involved in chet ha'egal, they needed paraduma as a, again, a pure expression of one's amuna, as a tikun for the chet ha'egal. V'sheva levi al kolpanim hayu b'zeha olam. And if you'll ask, wait a minute, Moshe wasn't the only one who wasn't involved in chet ha'egal. What about all of Sheva Levi, who was not involved in chet ha'egal? Says the Yismach Yisrael, but at least they were in the world. They saw what was happening, and while they didn't involve themselves in Lehefech, they pulled away from it, but nonetheless, they were in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamish, not even in this world at the time of the Chet. Masha'in kein Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom haya'oz begavim meromim. Moshe Rabbeinu was above with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore completely above Chet Ha'egel, and for that reason was able to understand the Tam of the Parah Aduma. Ulahavin, continuing in the next paragraph, if we want to understand the words of these tzaddikim, the Rebbe of Orki, and the Beramayim Chaim's question, and what my grandfather explained on the words of David HaMelech, to understand this concept more deeply, let's go a bit further. Halo apara mitaher rak tumas meis velo tumas avodazar rachman aletzlan. Vehei chimecha peres al cheta egel. Says the Yismach Yisrael, ask a simple question. If Parah Aduma is coming to be attacking the egel, but we find that Parah Aduma is a tikkun for Misam. It removes Tumas Meis. It doesn't remove the Tuma of Avodah Zarah. Chet HaEgel was Avodah Zarah. So how, in fact, is the Parah Aduma the tikkun for Avodah Zarah? Uva'al shech HaKadosh Dibur B'Kadsho, Shalulei Chet HaEgel Haya Al Yidei Kabbalah Satorah Cheres Mi'Yitzahara V'Cheres Mi'Malach HaMavas V'Chet HaZeh Garam V'Sivei Misa Ba'Olam. The Al Shech gets us started and explains to us that, in fact, at Kabbalah Satorah, had there not been a Chet HaEgel that followed Kabbalah Satorah, we would have been forever Charis HaLuchos, etched into the Luchos, Chazal Darshan Cheirus MeYetzahara, freed from the Yetzahara, freed from the Malach HaMaves, like Adam Rishon Kodem HaChet, and therefore there never would have been Misa. So in fact, we see how Chet HaEgel is deeply connected to Misa, and therefore Parah Aduma, which is the Tikkun, which is the Metaher for Tumas Meis, is very appropriately connected to Chet HaEgel. But we could say perhaps b'derech avoda, in accordance with our understanding, says the Yismach Yisrael, ki noda me'asfarim ha'kadoshim, we know from the works of Chassidus and Kabbalah, uviyoser b'sefer Shari Kedusha, and specifically the Shari Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital, that kisha adam chote upogim chas v'shalom be'eza evar, mechser achios de kedusha me'oso evar. When a person doesn't have air with a particular limb, a particular body part, so that causes that body part to lose its sanctity, its pogim in that limb. Ukesha pogim chas v'shalom b'moach, shesham mishkan ha'neshama, umisham machkur achios. When an improper thought enters one's mind, when one sins with one's mind, that is the mishkan of the neshama, it's the dwelling place of the neshama, dimension of soul. Usually we assume that the Kaved, that the liver is the place of the nefesh, and that the ruach is found to the level of soul called ruach is found in the lev, and the moach is the place of the neshama, like many recite before putting on their tefillin in the morning, the neshama shebamochi, that as I strap the tefillin shel rosh on my head, it should illuminate the neshama, which is found in my mind, which is found in my brain. So therefore, when a person is pogame in the moach, which is the mishkan haneshama, the place of great chiyus, a vital part of one's existence, my mind, my brain, when a person has improper thoughts, whether it's lewd thoughts or haughty thoughts, all derivatives of avodah zarah, some perversion of how one's supposed to live one's life, upogim b'mocha, when it damages one's thoughts, it damages one's mind, nechser mekor achiyus de kedusha mimocha. So he loses his connection to that spirituality that is supposed to fill one's mind. Vatikan laze hu amuna. So how do you clean the mind? How is one metaher the mind when he's metame the mind in this way? Through amuna. Vayideha amuna machzir hachios te kedusha el hamawach. And through Amuna, one restores the holy life force to one's mind. As we find in the Sefer Amuna Bitachon of the Ramban, as he mentioned in previous weeks, She'amuna v'chachma heima mimakum echad, that Amuna and Chachma stem from one place. That the mind, which we think of as a place of Chachma, is actually greatly enhanced by Amuna, which is maybe somewhat counterintuitive to us. We think the mind is supposed to be Seichel, not necessarily a more simple Amuna. Not that Amuna always has to be so simple. But as we find in the Pasuk in Koheles, that Chachma and Amuna are linked. V'achachma techaya ba'aleha. That Chachma gives life to those who are the recipients of it, those who have it. V'tzadik be'amuna so yichya. So Amuna gives life, and Chachma gives life, and therefore, says the Ramban, Amuna and Chachma are intertwined. V'yan ki kasher ha'adam hu megusha mipgam ha'moach chas v'shalom. So if a person, God forbid, becomes very earthly, very physical, from sins of the mind, top of the left column on page 60, Val yedeza bo chas v'shalom pegam ha'brizach manalitzlan. And so often, after the thoughts, comes the actions, the pegam ha'briz, uka amram zal, as the Gemara says in Sota, kol adam she'esh bo gasas ruach lesof nechshol be'eshas ish. A person who's haughty, says the Gemara in Sota, daf dalid, it's not long after he has a distorted vision of himself and his mind that he comes to Averos, even as serious as Gilui Arayos, as Eishas Ish. But because he's so self-absorbed, he doesn't even realize the depravity of his sin. And all the more so when he doesn't actually do the things that he thinks about. He thinks, it's just a fleeting thought. It's not, you know, it's no pagam at all. He doesn't at all sense that it's an avera. When he does averas, he doesn't realize the depth of them. And all the more so when he thinks lewd thoughts but doesn't act upon them, he thinks his mom is not a big deal at all. V'nishkechu miluach libo, and he erases it from the tablets of his heart. But Hashem, who wants to help this Jew to find his way back, that he shouldn't be cast aside and cast astray. So what does Hashem do? Hashem brings this person to Tumas Meis, which will force him to seek out the Paraduma. In other words, it's really, Paraduma is really coming to help him in a roundabout way to fix a pagam of machshav ozaros, of a lack of kedusha, of gaiva, of all sorts of pagamim of the mind. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help this person to encounter a tumas meis, v'nitzrach la'azaz efer para, and then he'll be needing of the efer para, which is a chok belotam, belitam, v'hama'aminim bo mashpilim atzom ke'ez of netaro ba, and when a person is humbled before the paraduma by admitting, there are things that are bigger than me that I simply cannot understand, that shiflus itself will be part of his cleansing. V'nishpru tiru, and through that breaking of his spirit, he will be cleansed. The same way that one breaks a earthenware vessel in order to remove its tumah, so too every human being is an earthenware vessel, as the Kotzker and many other tzaddikim explain. Ikar ta'arasam tolei rak b'shiflus rucham uvelivam hanishpar. Through that brokenheartedness, a person comes to true tara. And when they realize, wait a minute, my mind, my chachma, my bina, the layers of intellect are completely convoluted and perverted by me, as the pasuk says, "Va'ani va'ar v'lo eda behemos ha'isi imach." When a person realizes how animalistic he's become, rak ma'aminim b'emuna pshuta bli yisbonu lis yisera b'chukei Hashem, and he says, you know what? I have to surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvos. Al yedei zeh nitar moichem. In that way, his mind becomes cleansed. U'mamshichem b'ochias chadash al yedei amuna. And through that amuna, he's given a new spirit, a cleansing spirit, a spirit v'tzadik b'emunaso yichya, and it gives life to him once again. V'zehu kavanas Rabbeinu HaKadosh Atzal. This is what the tzaddikim we quoted above understood and meant. Shechei te'egal hayim ipegam ha'amuna. V'nifkam mocham v'nechshvu kemesim. This is exactly what the Sfarim are telling us. That Chet Egel is a pagam of Amunah. And a pagam of Amunah is damaging of one's mind. And if one's mind is damaged, then a person is kames. And therefore the tikkun for Misa, or for a tumma that's related to Misa, is the Amunah of the Paraduma. Hainu Michosrei Chios the Kedusha. מהמוח שהוא מקור החיוס לכל הגוף כנודה, ועל ידי הפרה שהוא הסחזקוס האמונה נטהר מוחם. It restores the purity of the mind and by extension gives life to all of the limbs. ותבוא אימא ותכנח צועס בנה. Like Rashi quoted from Moshe Darshan, let the mother come, let the emuna come, and cleanse the filth of the pagam hamalach. Vezehu inyan omram, and this is exactly what Chazal are hinting to. Mashal leben shifcha, shetinav paltin shal melech. Imagine a young child of a shifcha who dirtied the king's palace. What does that mean? What exactly is this image of the ben shifcha who dirtied the palace? Dirtied the palace means palace of the mind. Shekol hachachmas hachitzonios, that all of the foreign ideas, foreign studies, and non-Torah outlooks that enter our mind, nekroam shvachos la-Torah. That's called the ashifcha. That's called the maidservant to the Torah, which is the eshes chayil. Uvechachmos umachshavos ke'ela shalo litzarech ha-Torah, l'shamsha mitanfin paltin shamelach, and all of these things, as they align themselves alongside the Torah, they end up making the palace, which is again the Mishkan HaNeshama, the mind, into a place that is not fit for Hashem. Shua Moach Mishkan HaNeshama, which again is the mind. And therefore our job is to what? Is to be mechazik that amuna of the mind as a tikkun for the misa that really comes about. The killing of our senses, the dulling of our mind, the destruction of our neshama, when we allow these improper thoughts to enter our mind. So yes, on the one hand, do we understand a little bit about paraduma? Absolutely. But there's an element of surrender and bittul, of amuna pshuta, that is part and parcel, again, of the mitzvah of paraduma, which allows it to serve as the great tikkun that it is. We should live lives of kedusha, lives of tara, and lives of amuna.